Now, another diplomatic visit centers on a conflict that's gone on for decades. The leaders of North and South Korea meet tomorrow. It's only the second time in history that's happened. The meeting is scheduled to be held in North Korea's capital. This summit was delayed for years. That's partly because of the North's pursuit of nuclear weapons and partly because of tensions between North Korea and the United States. NPR's Mike Schuster reports on what's changed and what is not.
The first summit between leaders of North and South Korea occurred 7 years ago when the South Korean president at the time, Kim Dae-jung, made a historic trip to Pyongyang to meet with North Korea's leader, Kim Jong-il. That initiated a period of diplomatic engagement between the two Koreas, and the expectation was that the next summit would occur soon thereafter and take place in Seoul, South Korea's capital. That did not happen. Now, the current South Korean president, No Moo-hyun, is nearing the end of his presidency. A new South Korean president will be elected in December, and Kim Jong-il could not be persuaded to travel to Seoul. All of which has led to questions about this summit, says Gi-wook Shin, director of the Shorenstein Asia-Pacific Research Center at Stanford University.
Some people saying that the summit itself is very good, but it's occurring on bad timing and in the wrong place.
North Korea's nuclear weapons have been the core of the problem. An agreement between the U.S. and North Korea that had frozen its nuclear weapons program fell apart 5 years ago. North Korea restarted its production of plutonium and may have manufactured as many as 10 nuclear weapons. It exploded one nearly a year ago. But since then, the multilateral process aimed at denuclearizing the North, known as the Six-Party Talks, has turned positive, notes Evans Revere, president of the Korea Society.
In the six-party process, the atmospherics have improved between and among the various parties, and that has created an environment in which it's been now possible to try to get some of these other dialogues, including this highest-level dialogue between North and South, back on track.
The most recent round of six-party talks involving the U.S., China, Japan, Russia, and the two Koreas just ended yesterday in Beijing. The talks focused with some success on methods of disabling North Korea's nuclear facilities and on generating a thorough inventory of the North's nuclear programs before the end of this year. Why this second summit is not taking place in Seoul is a bit of a mystery. One issue for Kim Jong-il was probably security, says Gi-wook Shin, in the likely event of demonstrations against him.
It's not likely that everybody will welcome Kim Jong-il. Probably most Korean people will like the idea of summit between two Koreas. But still there are some conservative people, anti-communist forces. It's quite likely to see some protest against Kim Jong-il.
There may also have been a political consideration on the North Korean leader's part, says Evans Revere.
There is indeed an ongoing struggle for legitimacy between North and South. The presence of the North's leader and his entourage in the South might, perhaps in the view of some, confer a legitimacy on the South that they were not inclined to confer, and so that might have been a factor.
The two leaders have kept the agenda for their meeting vague. It is expected to focus on moving the process of reconciliation forward and a possible statement about peace between the two Koreas. One big question is how to handle the nuclear issue. There has been some fear in Washington that the South's No Moo-hyun would be reluctant to bring it up with a notoriously unpredictable Kim Jong-il. Evans Revere believes that would be a mistake.
The idea that it's something that's not going to be touched on, I don't find very credible, quite frankly. Certainly it has to be touched on in some way, shape, or form. Now, is it an issue to be negotiated between North and South? There, I don't think so. There are other parties that have a stake in this. The United States, of course, probably being foremost among them.
It was for this reason that there has been some discomfort within the Bush administration about this summit, which begins tomorrow and is expected to last through Thursday. Mike Schuster, NPR News.